have you all noted how beautiful this arrangement is with this bonsai tree and the Buddha who sits under it and talks to you? Vijay Gauranga, do you know how old is it? An old bonsai tree?
Maybe 15 years.
Some can be very old, isn't it? Aha, that's why they don't.
This is little art, how it will make.
Yeah, yeah. I thought, they are not especially old, the bonsai tree. That's not the idea. It's just because they are compact, so to say. I see. So Hare Krishna, thank you. Hare Krishna, for your devotional inspiration, this morning's class will be a special class. It will be a class where we worship the Holy Name through a prayer which is very, very powerful. It's called the Namashtakam, the 8 verses in glorification of the Holy Name. And we will sing two verses, and then we will hear the translation and a purport to them, and then we will chant actually together japa one round, and then we will go to the next two verses. We hear the translation and the explanation, and again we chant. So it is required that, or it's good if you have your japa mala ready or nearby. Maybe some of you still need to get them. Nikila Shuti Molirat Namala Jyoti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Nikila Shuti Molirat Namala Jyoti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Nayi Mukta Kule Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinam Sankshayami Ayi Mukta Kule Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinam Sankshayami. Very good. Let me just... It's a very difficult melody. It's a raga. So maybe, Gaurahari, we can go a little deeper. Huh? Yes, this is correct. Okay, let's try again. It takes 2 times and then you have the melody. Nikila Shruti Moliratnamala Jyoti Nirajita Parabankajanta Nikila Shruti Moliratnamala Jyoti Nirajita Parabankajanta Aji Mukta Kule Upasyamanam Paritastvam harinama sankshayami ayi mokta kule upasyamanam paritastvam harinama sankshayami jai namadeya Muni Brinda Gaya He Janaranja Jaya Param Akshara Kite Jai Namadeya Muni Brinda Gaya He Janaranja Naya Param Askakachi Tvam anadara api mana gudiritam nikilogratapa pataling vilompasi Tvamma anadara api mana gudiritam nikilogratapa Padalim Vidompasi Jai Namadeya Muni Brinda Gaya He Janaranjanaya Param Akshara Kite Jai Namadeya Muni Brinda Gaya He Janaranjanaya Param Akshakrikite Tvam Nanadararapi Managudiritam Nikilokratapa Pataling Vilompasi Tvam Nanadararapi Managudiritam Nikilokratapa Padalim Milompasi. Please imagine this scene. Srila Rupa Goswami, one of the greatest devotees of the medieval time, sits in Teyakadamba, a holy place near the hill on which Krishna's palace stood. He is there in the forest. There are many wonderful trees. He has become a little old now. And his eyes are very, very beautiful. They are beautiful because there was not a moment when Rupa Goswami's eyes were not filled with tears of love. These tears of love had made his eyes and his heart very soft and very beautiful. Like all the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Srila Rupa Goswami would spend long, long hours in just sitting under some desire tree, lost in the chanting of the holy name. And now from his heart, these poems flow. He has some leaves before him, and ink made from the essences of flowers, the color, some color, violet color or other colors. Yeah? And he is now writing his own realizations about the holy name in the sacred land of Vrindavan. And I would like to read to you the translation of these two verses. Please take your sheet of paper and follow along. O Harinam. Yes, I meant It's wonderful. He was very enthusiastic. I meant just read along. Oh, Harinam. The tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishad, the crown jewel of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. This verse is a meditation. It says in this verse that the Vedic scriptures come before the holy name. The Vedic scriptures have described all the truths which you can imagine, and they now come in person after they have described the supreme reality and also the material reality. They come in person to offer their obeisances to the highest truth, the highest tattva in Sanskrit. They come like a king comes because they have a crown. Do you know what is the crown of the Vedic scriptures? The Upanishads. The Upanishads have the Mahavakyas, the great sentences, Tatvam Asi, or Om Tat Sat, or Om. You know, the Upanishads have all these very powerful mantras and sutras, they are called, and Mahavakyas, the great sayings. They are representing, so to say, the highest Vedic truths. And the Vedas now come, like a king comes, which is crowned, who is crowned with a crown. And in the crown there are the jewels, which are the Upanishads. And what do the Vedas do? They bow down before one highest truth, and that is the holy name, Amrita Keli. Now, the holy name is described here as having feet. The tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishad. What does this mean to you? Holy name has feet and toes. Yeah, wonderful. You know everything. The holy name, this is what it means, is a person. Only a person has feet and toes. The holy name is Krishna. Yes. So, all the Vedas, all the Upanishads, all who are like jewels of truth, come to the lotus feet of the holy name, and they bow down, and the light from the jewels of these Vedic scriptures is bathing the lotus feet of the holy name. Isn't that, you must admit, Sharita, this is poesy. It's so poetic. No? Can you follow? The second verse. O Harinam. O name, sung by the sages. O transcendental syllables that bring bliss to the people, even if you are spoken only once, and even if you are spoken disrespectfully, you at once remove the many harsh sufferings of everyone. So this verse seems to answer a question. In the first verse, Rupa Goswami has spoken about the holy name. You are so high that the great Vedic scriptures come down and bow to you, bathing your feet with their effulgence. They glorify you. But I am so sinful and so low. I'm not the Vedic scriptures. I'm not the person personified Upanishads. I'm a lowly sinful person. How can I have any relationship with you? And the verse answers, although you are sung by the sages and by the Vedas, you are so merciful that you also give bliss to the ordinary people who may only speak you one time, Hare Krishna, and not even full of respect. The example is given of one murderer, one killer, one Nitkova. Nitkove. Nitkove. Yes, one Nitkove. Ajamil. Ajamil was previously a Brahmana, but because he fell in love with a prostitute and married her, the strict Brahminical society would no longer accept him as a Brahmana, and he could not earn his livelihood by the typical occupations of a Brahmana, so he became a gangster, a criminal nuts, and he started to attack people and steal their money. So at the time of his death, he was actually destined to go to hell, but somehow, at the moment when his last breath came, he spoke the name of his little son, Narayan. Narayan! He said like this. And at that moment, by the power of the holy name, although he was spoken had spoken not really respectfully, the Vishnu Dutas came and saved him from going to the hellish planet. He was restored to health. He went to Haridwar and he worshipped Krishna in a temple every day. And then after a short period, I once heard 2 weeks, he left his body and went home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So everyone can have a relationship to the holy name. Yesterday I looked at a beautiful scene. Ornella came in with her little boy, and Lassie was also there. And she showed the Radha Madan Mohan pictures and the altar to the little boy, and then the little boy went before this mantra sign, which is written in the Croatian alphabet. A little boy was standing before the mantra sign, and he started to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. And then he turned to me and said, this is very strange. And his mother translated. But then he continued, Hari Rama, Hari Rama. And I have never seen this. He became so blissful. He was shaking with enthusiasm. Rama, Rama. And he was just smiling, and his mother was electrified. And I could see the holy name had given some milost, some mercy to the little boy and his mother also. They were smiling and yoo-hoo, and you would see them this evening. They are very ecstatic now. They will cry until we return back. So even if the holy name is spoken in an ordinary way, you could say, it removes at once the many harsh sufferings of everyone. So this is the first two meditations. The Vedas are like the kings. And a king, do you know that a king never bows down before anyone? I mean, we don't have kings anywhere, but the Vedic kings, they would never, for instance, accept any food which was cooked for anyone else than them. Ooh, they were very, very, very special, you know. They would, to bow down for a Kshatriya, never. They would rather be killed than bowing down before anyone. But here the king of wisdom comes, and with his crown, with jewels on the crown, and he bows down and says, oh, holy name, you are the greatest wisdom. I bow down to you. And then in the second verse, the meditation is, even ordinary people, not just the Vedas, can have a relationship to the holy name, even if they only chant it one time sincerely, and even disrespectfully, all their sins are wiped out. Okay, we will now chant one round together. The third verse is, it has a different melody.
Yadavaso pyutyan kavalita bhavadvanta vibhavo drisham tadvandanam apitishati bhakti pranayinim. Yadabaso pyutyan kavalita bhavadvanta vibhavo dresham tadvandanam apidishati bhakti pranayinim. Janastasyodatam jagati bhagavana matarane kriti te nirvaktam kaiha mahimanam prabhavati. Janastasyodatam jagati bhagavanamatarane kriti te nirvaktam kaiha mahimanam prabhavati. Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishtayapi Vinashamayati Vinanabhogai. Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishtayapi Vinashamayati Vinanabhogai. Apaiti nama purane natate prarapta kameti piroti veda apaiti nama purane natate prarapta kameti piroti veda.
Wonderful. O Son of the Holy Name, even the dim light of your early dawn gives the sight of pure devotion to they who are blind to the truth. What learned person in this world is able to describe your transcendental glory? The Vedas declare that although meditation on impersonal Brahman cannot free one from past karma, O Holy Name, your appearance at once makes all karma disappear. So this is a glorification that the Holy Name, even when it just slightly arises, has tremendous power. The example of the sun is given. Even when the sun is not yet fully arisen on the horizon, but only the first rays of light come shoop, over the horizon and run over the earth, already then some light is given. So when the Holy Name is just coming a little bit, what is this state called in Sanskrit when the Holy Name is slightly visible? Namabhasya. It's not yet the third stage, which is called Shodhanam. Yes, the pure Holy Name, fully arisen. But just when it only comes, that means when someone just tries to chant attentively, then two things are happening. The sinful reactions are removed, and bhakti, devotion, is given to people who are blind in spiritual life, like myself and Ante. The Holy Name somehow gives the vision back, the clear spiritual vision. Now, at this time, Rupa Goswami has a doubt in his heart. Really, is all karma removed? You know, there are two types of karma, basically. That which is still waiting for you. Imagine, you know, someone of you, when you go from the ferry, let us imagine the green car from Ljubljana, when it goes from the ferry tomorrow morning, the drivers will not know the way, and they will drive into the Adriatic Sea, and they will all happily swim out of the car in the last minute, and the car comes on the bottom of the ocean. That is karma which is not yet manifest. Now, please, you have the green car from Ljubljana, don't think that I'm pronouncing now a curse which has to happen. But in each of our lives there is some karma waiting, and it is said that this karma which is waiting is removed. So you with a green car from Ljubljana, don't worry. if you chant that unmanifested karma is removed. But what is about the prarabdha karma? That is the karma which is already visible. That is our body who has certain inabilities, certain weaknesses, certain diseases, certain character mistakes, you know. What is with this? Now, the fourth verse answers this. This prarabdha karma, the only way in which this is usually taken off from you is you have to go through it and suffer it. There's no other way. This prarabdha karma, what is manifest. And then at the time of death, when your body falls down on the ground and is burnt to ashes, the prarabdha karma is also gone. However, Rupa Goswami says that someone who has taken total shelter, Nam Sankshayami, that is in the first verse, this Sanskrit word, Hari Nam Sankshayami, who has taken full and exclusive shelter at the holy name, he will also see that his manifest karma will change, his life will change. I think to some degree we have all experienced this. Our life has changed. I know for myself, according to my manifest karma, I should have died with, 34 years. It was in the horoscope, and some Indian sadhus had also told me when they looked at me, they said that you will die when you are 34. And for me it was, it was clear. And when I was 34 or whatever, I always remember, it could have been also 32, I don't remember numbers any longer. I remember I had gone to the hospital for an operation, and after the operation I was again closed. It was an open belly operation. I was closed. And then each day my belly became more and more until I had a belly like Rajashri. And then even more than Rajashri. I looked like a pregnant woman with twins inside. Krishna. And finally an emergency operation had to be done. I had to be brought to the cutting table, the vegetable cutting table, the narcosis worked very well this time. The first time it hadn't worked because my mind was very strong, but I was now exhausted and chum, I was out, just before the narcosis worked, I had fallen from the table. I remember this, the operation table. I've fallen down and my belly had opened like a ripe pumpkin. Everything came out and a lot of blood came out. And I did remember, I thought, this is the end. Beautiful friend, the end. I never look into your eyes again, dear devotees. I'm going now. This is what I thought. It was my prarabdha karma. It was the hour of my death. And then I remember the last thing I thought before I was out is, I wonder if it's true that the holy name takes away prarabdha karma. Maybe I will be with you, my dear devotees. And then a few hours, I don't know when, later I woke up in the hospital bed. The doctor said, operation was highly successful. we needed to do it a second time because there was a mistake done, but now the mistake is corrected. You will soon dance again, no problem. And so on. I said, eyeball. Yes. Parapta karma can be taken, but only, my dear devotees, all parapta karma will only be taken when. Yeah, but complete shelter. Who can say he has taken complete shelter? Please raise your hand and I will give you my garland and worship you. I think we are on the way of taking complete shelter, Damayanti. Not yet complete. It will come. We will try. Sometimes I'm thinking very much, oh Krishna, if I could just take complete shelter. Sridhar, just complete shelter. Philip, one moment, we have to go, we have to go on to the fifth verse, because it's afterwards. You. Now this is the most, this is a very blissful verse. You might like to learn by heart. It's a prayer to Krishna that may my love and my taste for you, for your holy names, greatly increase, so that, Gomarava, we can take complete shelter. It's a prayer. Is that the right prayer? I think it's the best prayer, because it's a prayer for taste in the holy name. Yes. Agadam. No. It's a second melody. Agadam anayashoda nandano nandasuno kamalanayana gopichandra brindavanen Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Brindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Yaneka Svarupe Tvai Mamarati Ucher Varatanamadeya Pranata Karuna Krishna Iti Yaneka Svarupe Tvai Mamarati Ucher Varadhanamadeya Vacham Vachakam Ityudeti Bhavato Nama Svarupadvayam Puvasmat Paramevahanta Karunam Tatapi Janimahe Vacham vachakam ityudeti bhavato nama svarupadvayam puvasmat parameva karunam tatrapi janimahe yastasmin vita parada Nivaha prani samantad bhavet asyenedam upasya sopihi sadanandam budo majati jastasmin vita parada nivaha prani samantad bhavet Asyeneram upasya sopi sadanandam budho majeti. O holy name, This we can all well. I pray that my love for you in your many forms, such as Agadamana, Krasha of Agasura, Yashoda Nandana, son of Yashoda, Nanda Suno, son of Nanda, Kamala Nayana, lotus eyed, Gopi Chandra, moon of the gopis, Brindavanendra, king of Vrindavan, Pranata Karuna, merciful to the surrendered soul, and Krishna, may greatly increase. I pray that my love for you may greatly increase, O holy name. Please repeat after me. I pray
that my love for you
may greatly increase, O holy name.
Your name is
Agadamana, Yashodanandan,
Nandasuno,
Kamalanayana,
Gopi Chandra,
Vrindavanendra,
Pranata Karuna,
merciful to the surrendered souls, no?
And Krishna.
Yes, so when you are in nobody's land, when you are in the desert of your chanting, when you are dry like a piece of bread which was lying for 1 month in the hot Adriatic sun, huh? Then you may pray this powerful prayer, Vraj Kishore. And everything will become happy. Number 5. If you forget everything from this, then don't forget this number 5. Then number 6. O holy name.
O holy name.
You want to say, or let us say then. O holy name.
O holy name.
You are manifest in two forms. One, the Supreme Person described by the Holy Name. And two,
the sound vibration of the Holy Name.
Holy Name has two forms. The Krishna, like the deity form, and then the sound vibration, the syllable form.
We know
that the second form
is more merciful than the first.
Now the reason is given. Even a person who commits many offenses to the first form may become always plunged in an ocean of bliss by serving the second with his voice. Have you understood? There may be someone who is an offender against Krishna, and I feel I fit in this category because I turned away from Krishna's love, and I turned away from his form, from his person. No? But even such a person, when he who has committed many offenses to the first form, can become drowned in an ocean of bliss when he serves the second form with his voice. Krishna has said with his own words about this, there is no doubt whatsoever that I forgive that person who sings my name with implicit faith. I forgive millions of his offenses and bless him if he just sings my name and chants my name. If we serve Krishna with our voice, and this was Gaurahari's question yesterday, how this is service, here it says. So my suggestion is, let us just sing with our voice the holy name for just a little while.
Sudita Shita Janati Rashaye Ramye Sityana Sukasvarupine Nama Gokula Mahatsavayate Krishna Puna Apushe Namo Nama Nama Gokula Mahatsavayate Krishna Punava Pushe Namo Nama Narada Vinoch Jivana Sudorminiyasa Madhuripura Narada Vinoch Jivana Sudominiyasa Madhuripura Tvam Krishna Nama Kamam Skura Mirasane Rasena Sada Tvam Krishna Nama Kamam Skura Mirasane Rasena Sada
Oh, holy name that destroys the many sufferings of they who take shelter of you. O name that is the form of delightful and intense spiritual bliss. O name that is a festival of happiness for Gokula. O perfect and complete holy name of Lord Krishna, I bow down and offer my respects to you. I bow down and offer my respects to you. I think we can just hear the sound of Rupa Goswami. He says, the holy name is full of delight. It's charming. It's so enlivening. And it is a celestial festival of Gokula. This means in the spiritual world, Gokula, everyone also chants the holy name. It's not that you only chant the holy name now when you are in the bound condition, a conditioned soul. No, you will chant the holy name also in the spiritual world. And finally, the last word. O life of Narada's Veena. Please. O life of Narada's Veena. O flood of the waves of sweet nectar.
O flood of the waves of sweet nectar.
O holy name of Lord Krishna. Please sweetly appear on my tongue.
Please sweetly appear on my tongue.
Wonderful, no? Rupa Goswami prays, kindly manifest on my tongue, because I am totally without the power to capture you. I cannot chant the holy name. The holy name has to chant me. Do you understand what it means? I cannot on my own force you, Krishna, to appear on my tongue. But if you come, then you can force my tongue to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna. Ah. This is first class prayer. It is my present to you. Please take this prayer home with you and relish chanting it. You might learn some parts of this prayer, especially text number 5. I thought this was very necessary what we just did. We have glorified the holy name to evoke his pleasure by chanting it according to this very ancient raga. It's a beautiful raga. It's not so easy, isn't it? One feels like a drunken man stumbling over the road of this raga. Sometimes one comes at, but you have done very, very well. And I want to request you to take this home with you. Now we have just to make one announcement. Our Japa retreat will now come to the highlight. We have changed the plan a little bit. We will be a little bit in, we will do something special today. So I will request you that we will not take questions and answers now, because we have to get ready to take our breakfast. Maybe Nitai Jivan, I'm seeing you, maybe you can already help to get everything up there. Krishna is just starting to eat now. We are just offering the prasadam, and then I request you to eat your prasadam quickly. It will be a light prasadam, because we want to serve you a feast. We want to cook a big feast for you that you can enjoy nice prasadam. This for the lunch prasadam. So we will only have a breakfast break for 1 hour. No, 1.5 hour. And 10:30, yes, 10:30, not 11:30. Or not 11:45 like all the other days. Today, 10:30. It's very important that you are all there. Then we will do a wonderful ceremony, and we will just solidate everything. You will need to bring your notebooks with you, because you will be asked a few of these special questions which I have asked you throughout the retreat. And then we will also round it all up, and we will give you a present which you will take home, and which will take care that at home also you will remain at least on a much higher level than you ever were before in your spiritual life. Maybe not every one of us will maintain the level they are on right now, but you won't go as deep as you were before. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry to be so open. And so 10:30 we see you, and then we will do a ceremony. It won't take so long. I can imagine we are finished at around 1.5 hour, I don't know, 12, latest 12:30, and then we will have Slobodan time, free time, up till 6 o'clock in the evening. And in the evening the Nam Yakya starts. So we have changed it around. During this time, you can chant or you can pack some of your things because tomorrow you will leave in the morning. And you can do exchanges, you know, you can talk with your the other participants and so on. And then we will have the highlight of the whole program this evening with many nice surprises waiting for you. Actually, one of the surprise will be that we will, I almost said it. Surprise, surprise. I can't say it. Krishna saved me in the last minute. All right. Have a wonderful breakfast. I can imagine you might have to go already up there. Maybe we can ask in the kitchen if they need any help to carry something up. And then 10:30, okay? We also have guests from Split, 10 devotees from Split.